here today for Let's Get to Know You segment with PCM sophomore cross country runner Toby Durad. So the community of PCM and surrounding communities can get to know Toby a little bit better as we head into this cross country season, which is just right around the corner. Thanks for being here today. Mm-hmm. My first question for you is, do you have a pre-race ritual, something you do for sure before races to get you ready?
On the bus, I like to listen to music just to kind of block out the world and just kind of get in my own zone. And then I just kind of, when I'm there, I like to hang out and just, that helps me stay relaxed.
And do you have a favorite post-game meal, something you like to eat when you get home from races?
I eat a lot of McDonald's shakes after.
That's always a good one. What's your flavor?
Chocolate.
Chocolate?
Yep.
Do you have a favorite opposing place to run?
I seem to really do good at Davis County.
Okay.
So I like to run there. I would say I'm a better hill runner than I am flat, so Knoxville's pretty good.
Yeah.
Davis County, yep.
Do you have a hobby outside of running?
I'm really dedicated to baseball. I play a lot of baseball.
Do you play baseball for PCM?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
Yep.
What's your favorite professional baseball team?
The Boston Red Sox.
You're a Red Sox fan?
Yes, I am.
That's a tough division this year.
Mm-hmm.
What's your favorite movie?
Oh, man. Probably Overcomer. It's a Christian cross-country
movie. That's a good
one.
Yeah. What's your favorite high school sports memory so far? I know you're just a sophomore, but do you have a favorite memory from last year in your time at PCM?
For sports, I would say probably baseball. Playoffs was, I got to start, and it was, we ultimately lost, but it was more than that because I was really close with a lot of the seniors, and yeah, it was sad, but I was kind of realized how much I enjoyed hanging out with them and playing ball with them.
Yeah, playoff baseball is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Are you involved in anything else besides baseball and cross country at PCM?
I play basketball.
Okay.
And I also run track.
Are you involved in any non-athletics at all, or just sports?
I was in jazz choir last year, choir. I'm in band this year. I am in FCA, youth group at church.
So you're a busy guy, to say the least.
Yeah.
Do you have any superstitions, something maybe weird you have to do before you run, or something that you got to make sure happens?
I feel that I have to pray before every race and event just because – that kind of I just put my trust in God, and I know He'll take care of me however that goes. So
yeah. When you were younger, like when you were a little kid, what did you want to be when you grew up?
I really wanted to be like Dustin Pedroia.
Yeah.
I really wanted to be an MLB second baseman.
Would you say Pedroia is your favorite Red Sox player?
Oh yeah, he's my favorite player of all time.
Is Ortiz down that list somewhere?
Yeah, he's pretty close.
Yeah.
Yep.
I should ask just because I'm a baseball guy. Who's your favorite Red Sox pitcher of all time?
Ooh, probably. I probably have to say Nathan Eovaldi.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really liked when he played for the Red Sox. Yeah.
You probably weren't quite old enough for Pedro Martinez, were you?
Nope.
No, that was a little bit before your time.
Yeah.
Do you have any siblings?
I have a younger sister, and she'll be in eighth grade.
Okay. Are you a Hawkeyes or Cyclones fan, or do you not care?
Cyclones.
You're Cyclones?
My mom's a Cyclone alum.
Okay.
So, yeah.
What would you say is the best vacation you've ever been on in your life?
When I went to Fenway Park with my dad.
How many games did you go see? Just one?
Well, we saw two, and then we traveled all around the historical places in Boston, and that was really fun.
Boston's a great city.
Yeah.
You'd want to go back someday?
Yeah.
Is there a specific place that you'd really want to travel to someday? Like a bucket list place?
I'd really like to go to the Caribbean somewhere, like Puerto Rico, Dominican.
Yeah.
Just because, like, I just see so many, like, baseball players from there, and I'm kind of interested in, like, what life's like down there.
You're active in the church. Is there any mission trip you'd want to go on in your life somewhere?
I don't know. I feel like Africa would be fun.
Yeah.
Like, because I have my family sponsors a child in Africa.
Yeah.
And I would really like to go there. That would be a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
How do you enjoy spending time if you're just by yourself? Like alone, maybe in the evening or something like that?
I really like music.
Yeah.
So if I can just sit in my room and listen to music, I really have, that's just a time where I can enjoy myself and kind of just look back on life and how much I enjoy it.
Who's your favorite artist or band?
Probably NF.
Yeah.
So yeah, I listen to a lot of his music.
That's good. If you could go back in time and spend a day with one person in history, who would that be?
I would say probably Abraham Lincoln.
Yeah.
Because just his thoughts and his actions were very interesting, and I'd like to see the motive behind it.
Yeah. What would be the time period you'd want to go spend time at? Like a specific period in time? Lincoln's time or after then?
No, it would be around the Civil War.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you could be really good at another sport that you don't play, you mentioned you play basketball and cross country and baseball. If any other sport that you could be good at that you don't play, what would that sport be? And it doesn't have to be a school sport. It could be anything.
Ooh, it would probably be golf.
Golf?
I wish I could be good at golf.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And my last question for you, I guess, is what are you most excited for in your sophomore year at PCM?
This year I'm just super excited with how close-knit our group is. We're a very young team. We don't have a lot of older upperclassmen, but I feel that we have a lot of team leaders, and our team is very close-knit, and I am excited to see how far we go this season and what we can accomplish.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.